You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Welcome back once again. And it's an awesome honor to have you back here, right here on What's the Topic. My name is Nash Bobo. Yes, I love calling myself Fearless Eagle. I think I'm gonna call myself DJ Fearless Eagle. Yeah, so starting from now on, it's DJ Fearless Eagle in the house. Yeah, and by the way, there is my stage name, or in other words, my rap name. And the reason why... Okay, so this is how Fearless Eagle came into being. So this is how I actually decided, you know what, I'm gonna call myself Fearless Eagle. At a young age, I actually loved birds, and I still love birds. So what used to happen is, you need to understand, I was on some other level. And what I basically used to do is, this was in primary, I was like innocent, yes, I was guilty but innocent. I used to love birds, and because I used to love birds, I used to hunt them. Like, I'll climb trees just to look for a bird's nest, to get the eggs, look after the egg, and then the bird hatches, and then you know how it is. Yeah, so that was basically my life, and I would basically hunt birds, you know, capture them, keep them in the house, and then when I decide, you know what, I'm gonna let you go, then I let them go, but I'll feed them pup and all those stuff. And yeah, it was like really, really interesting. And because I loved birds, I ran across a teammate that called himself Fearless Hyena. So I was like, Fearless Hyena, why do you call yourself Fearless Hyena? But obviously he loves hyenas, and I loved the term that he used, which was fearless, because I always used to say that I'm not afraid of anything in life, so I'm fearless. And because I love birds, and the one bird that I actually loved was an eagle. And the reason why I loved an eagle is because in the Bible, God describes himself with three animals, and one of them being an eagle, you know, the other lion. And yeah, because I loved birds, and I saw an eagle actually is one of the birds that, one of the animals that God describes himself, you know, with, I was like, I'm going to go with an eagle because I love birds. So the eagle, you know, an eagle has the characteristics of being the king of the air. So I was like, I'm a king, royalty is in my blood, and I'm gonna call myself Fearless Eagle. So that's how Fearless Eagle came into being. And yeah, let me know what's your nickname, how your nickname came into being, and yeah, I'll take it from there. So today it's gonna be a really, really awesome, and not really, really awesome, what I'm saying is it's gonna be a really awesome topic, because we're gonna take a look at what's happening in South Africa. And yeah, as you can see, the topic itself is really, really interesting, because it's called The Citizen. Yes, that's the topic. So let me know what's happening. I'm gonna come back after this break, and then we're gonna kill you with some awesome, awesome, amazing topics. Not really kill you, but yeah, that was me being metaphorically, sarcastically, you know, just using words. But yeah, we're not going for a break though. We're going for a music session. Yes, me and you, we are going to do this. So enjoy this music session. I'm ready to dance.
Freedom's on tension. Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
That was really, really, really awesome. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Like, I was moving, dancing, doing everything that I need to do. Yo, the citizen. Now, looking at the citizen, it's going to be really, really interesting. So, the citizen, what we actually going to look at is Dubuzane Zuma. Yeah. And what basically happened with the, you know, capture witness and all the stuff. It was like really, really interesting because it's like, what? Okay, this is what's happening. And yo, we actually live in a very interesting world. You know, there's like things that happen and some people, they actually don't get to think about how, you know, their actions and what they do affects the person next to them. And it's like really interesting because, yeah, when you look at state capture, yo, there's like interesting things that are happening in state capture, you know, under there and all those things. And basically on the 7th of October, you know, in 2019, we're in 2019. So here in South Africa, because something that I do understand is that all around the world, like, we all don't use the same calendar. You know, there's some places that we use the same calendar. And then you also, because I know there's not only one calendar, you know, there's also the calendars that the Hindus or Jews, you know, all those people that use. And their calendar is actually different. And the one place that I know of, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's Pakistan. And there, it's actually not 2019 at the moment. It is 2014. Yeah, so like, yo, I was like mind blown. I was like, what? Okay, because they use a different calendar. They're actually behind. They're living in the past, which we already passed. Yeah, that's why it's called the past. Excuse the pun. But yeah, that is basically what's happening. And it's like, wow, mind blowing. But yeah, looking at state capture, like I was saying, on the 7th of October 2019 at 9:45 yes, a.m. Yeah, that's the time. Now, something that actually happened is Duzani Zuma took, yeah, you know, the state capture witness stand. So he actually stood up as a witness, you know, they in the state capture. And it was like, okay, interesting. And yeah, like, you obviously had the citizens who had something to say, you know, the citizen reporters and all those things. And it was like really interesting because everybody want to hear something from him. And basically, you know, the state capture commission is hearing testimony from, you know, our former president Jacob Zuma's son, Duduzane Zuma. And he actually, yeah, he took a stand and he actually decided, you know what, I'm going to be a witness and I'm going to speak out. And basically what happened is Duduzane Zuma was implicated by numerous witnesses, you know, since the start of the commission. And due to primarily, yeah, his business relationship with the controversial, you know, Gupta's family, like, he's actually in a position where, you know, he has a personal relationship with the Guptas, you know, family and all the stuff. And yeah, they actually worked with him and yeah, they were with him for several years, you know. And it was like, yo, it was interesting. And when I say interesting, you know me, I use interesting for different types of meaning, but this interesting is like shocking. That's what I mean. So my interesting at this moment is shocking. So it was shocking because when you look at Pete Lowe is the advocate, and Duduzane's legal counsel revealed in March already that the younger Zuma will testify at the commission and give evidence that completely, yeah, it's like completely different to that which was given, amongst others, you know, former deputy finance minister. And yeah, there's like other guys that spoke that they gave, you know, their evidence and all those things. And yeah, Duduzane Zuma took a stand. It was like, okay, let me speak out. I'm gonna do this. And that's basically what happened at state capture. And we also gonna be looking at some of the comments, you know, from the people who actually sent some voice notes and all those stuff. So it's like really interesting. Enjoy this song.
King's kid. King's kid. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Hey, yo, regardless, I'll see you on this one, man. See you on this one, man. See you on this one, man. Mike Mills. Mike Mills. Yeah. I got my Jesus on. King of the kings and the lord of the lords was born in a manger. Nah, man. 2,000 years later. What? I don't mention of his name. All men proclaim that there ain't nobody greater. No, nobody greater. Now see, I don't mention of his name. All knees go down. With no matter who you are, homie, you go down. Homie, you go down. Homie, you go down. I don't even really care if you love this sound that I once was lost. But now I'm found. Now I'm living and chilling and giving everything I got. Giving everything I got until he comes down. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on. I'm trying to make them know I got my Jesus on. I'm trying to make them know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on. Everybody gotta know I got my Jesus on.
I got my Jesus on. I got my Jesus on. I got my Jesus on. I got my Jesus on. I got my Jesus on.
Beginnings, a man whose birth and death are birth significant death to the whole wide world. See, he gave me a second chance to make a first impression. Really, I'm trying not to blow it. You know that I work for the Lord all day long. Everywhere I go, to the boy gonna show it. I came from a bottom to the top, bottom yeah, to the top. And I'm feeling like a movie cast. I serve an awesome guy. Awesome. Now I'm about to put him on blast. Cause he gave me the spark that I needed in my life when the whole world thought I was stressed. I was in the dark, he came and gave me lights. Yeah, he's my protector. I don't have to fight every wrong I have done. He has made right, so I walk around with a bounce in my step. Cause you already know who it is that I rep. The one who forgives committers of all sins. Jesus, creator of all things. The firm foundation. All aboard, I'm amazed by his work, so I stand in awe. I'll be walking in the streets, I just can't be flawed. One man, one cross, saved many souls. Since I met him, I've reached many goals. So get the cams on, I'm deep in the set, no camera. I just
I got my Jesus on.
That was me having my moment after the awesome, amazing song. Yeah, so we're gonna have obviously the, you know, like the I was gonna say interview. It's actually blowing my mind away. Like, yo, I can't even put it into words. But we actually gonna also look at what he had to say. You're gonna be able to hear what he had to say, and it's gonna obviously, yeah, like, you know, open your mind to what's actually happening. But now, looking at Jonas, you know, what happened is Jonas alleged that he was offered 600 million if he accepted the position of finance minister, which was held by Nkandla Nene at the time, which was 2015, and 600,000 paid in cash on the post, you know, right there on the spot. He claimed to have met, you know, basically Duduzane's businessman, Fana Mhlongwane, and the eldest of the Gupta brothers, Ajay. Last year, the chairperson of the commission, you know, Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, ruled that the young Zuma could cross-examine Jonas. That's what basically he said. Yeah, like, yeah, it was like really interesting, because there's all of this corruption, illegal stuff happening, and there's obviously people that are always, you know, like, looking out, yeah, to make sure that they don't get backstabbed and all those things. So Jonas and, yeah, Masiko, basically, yeah, the mentor, you know, gave explosive testimony at the commission, implicating that the Guptas, and so basically the Guptas, Zuma and Duduzane in the state capture saga, the Zondo-led commission is investigating allegations of undue influence the controversial Guptas had over Zuma. Now, it's like interesting, like, come on. Let me say, it's mind-blowing, all of these things that are happening. But if you actually look at his cabinet minister, you know, like, yeah, the cabinet ministers and the leaders at the state enterprises, they actually bidding for state tenders worth billions of rands. They actually doing that. And, yo, Arunand, like, yo, it's mind-blowing. Like, my mind is like, those guys, like, yeah, they're actually selling South Africa out. Like, there's a lot of corruption happening on top. That's why the rest of the people at the bottom, they're getting affected and all the stuff. And it's, like, really interesting. And some people, they can't do anything. Like, that's, it is what it is. It's happening. But we actually need people who are going to rise up, you know, rise up and, yeah, focus on the right thing, to do the right thing with integrity. And that's basically what we need in this country at the moment. We need all of those stuff. And like I said, we're gonna have voice notes of people who had something to say about what is happening. And yeah, you do send your voice note as well. I actually want to hear what you have to say about the situation and the matters.
Hey, this is Ashley from Active Worship, and you're listening to Active FM.
Let me just say, not even some, most of the things were happening like undercover. Like, the news doesn't expose all of those things. I don't understand why. You know, that's why we say, yeah, there's like corruption and all of these things that are happening, which people are actually covering up other people's, you know, corruption. Like the state capture things, they actually being, you know, cover up and all those things. And it's not right. It's actually not right. And if you look at the media state mans, you know, and all those things, the state capture inquiry and all those things, they actually don't expose them. Like the president's role and responsibilities in the appointment of removal, you know, of cabinet ministers. Yo, it's like, yo, the things that are happening, your mind is gonna be like, what is going on here? And if you look at obviously the directors, the generals or heads of government departments and the board members and executive officers of the state owned, you know, entities, all those people that are there, they will make your brain say other stuff. And yeah, like, yo, it's mind-blowing. I have no words to describe this except the voice notes and the interviews and the witnesses' statements that you're gonna hear and the phone calls that we received and the stuff that the people have to say. But the one thing that I want to say is, this is what happens when people, they don't focus on God and they don't do the right thing. Man, they become lovers of money. Like if you go in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 3, you'll see the Bible actually says, men will become lover of money, they will become lover of themselves, they'll become unthankful. And when they get to that point, money is going to get them to do whatever they want. They'll be able to sacrifice. In fact, they'll be willing to sacrifice a person's life just for money, which is a problem. That is not the type of people we're meant to be. We're meant to be better than that. We're meant to be godly, living according to your purpose, which is the God-given assignment. So here are some of the last voice notes, you know, and the interviews. And yeah, let me know what you think. Send yours. We're gonna play it on the next episode. And I hope you well. Keep well. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Cheers.
To the friend, right? This is hot music.